creator. So they eliminate the creator. And the best way to eliminate the conscious creator to develop something like
random,
yeah, like chaotic. Because if the picture is flat earth and sun travels around it, that picture does not allow you to eliminate the creator. If earth is globe, then there is no the Lord supervising, so there is no consequence of our behavior, of our activity, because everything random, there is no sequences.
Okay.
So you can do anything you want. Being a human allows you to exploit, to kill other creatures, to do experiments with animals. Exploit. This was their main goal, to kill the creator and replace him with themselves. If there is no creator, then I am creator, because I explain everything. And you see, there was like diseases like plague or whatever. So we developed some vaccine, some substance, and we conquered that disease. So trust us, we're almighty. Because we became the lords, so we will tell you, people, what's your object of life is, what's your purpose of life is. Exploit, and there will not be sequences. This is exactly what Krishna says in 16th chapter, demoniac and pious types of human beings. And he quotes the demoniac. He says, demoniac say, or demoniac think. And then he repeats what they say. I kill today, I kill this enemy, and I became mightier, more powerful. Tomorrow I kill this animal, I will be more powerful. So this is what exactly they tell us, if you listen to that.
So what did you say before about the satellites orbiting? So then what are they doing? Going across?
Who? What? Who?
Satellites.
I don't know. You ask scientists.
What, they get to the end and then do a UE and turn around and then...
I don't know. Seemingly, it's just air balloons.
The Maharaj is saying the sun is going around the flat earth.
Satellite is like around me.
So then the satellite also can go
around the outside.
Yeah, why not?
Our globe is surrounding is I think the sun. Globe is surrounding is like sun. So like satellite is like
this. Seemingly.
We're saying that the earth is flat.
Oh.
No, okay. Is that okay for you?
Okay. What is
flat? No problem.
Or square.
Square.
Doesn't matter. As long as we enjoy. I don't care. Right?
As long as I have Wi-Fi, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi and hot water in my room. I don't care.
Okay.
What? Okay. I just throw the plastic out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I will never see it again.
Yeah.
You like it?
But others see. Ну это действительно вкусно. По сравнению со вчерашней. I also saw funny one enthusiast found the place where, you know, they launched a Curiosity to Mars planet recently, two years ago. They shoot that rocket to Mars, and then the Mars vehicle landed and with cameras and, you know, started the exploration of Mars
surface.
And the guy, he found exactly that exactly surface in Nevada desert, the same rocks, with same, you know, with same curvature, with same skyline as Mars. And he saw that. Look, so he found exactly the place. Because some tourists they drove in that desert, and they saw the big truck, the red truck with NASA symbol. So they just came to the town and told that guy, that blogger, that we saw NASA van with many vehicles, with antennas, with, you know, like movie set, with NASA symbols, with NASA. And he asked them, where did they see it? And he went there, and he, of course, the site was flat, the empty, but he saw the picture of that Curiosity Mars vehicle, and he compared, and he chose different places, and found it. Finally, he found exactly the same site. So it's just a fake, you know, this hoax. But they tell us. There was a press conference. Once they landed in us in Houston, they had big press conference with reporters and journalists and all that stuff. And the team of NASA Mars mission was on the stage, and they answered questions. And one guy, I think he was British or Australian by accent, he asked, according to data that Curiosity vehicle sent us, we compared with the map of the Mars, of the planet, and it happens that that Mars explorer landed within the crater of volcano, of local volcano, and it's tilted. The surface is tilted. How can you explain that? And you showed us the picture when it landed. It's flat. How can you solve this controversy? And the guy was stunned. He said, oh, I'm sorry, here I don't have the guy with me who was in charge of, maybe later I ask you, you know, funny. Then another, that was lady, Australian, they say, can you tell us the picture that Curiosity Explorer sent us on Earth, what format was it in? RAW, JPEG, and the guy, I don't know, actually I don't know, doesn't matter for us. they're supposed to be scientists.
And since then she has this problem.
Yeah, here, yeah, then just to finish that subject. That looks like satellite to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is what they show us. This is exactly how cosmic satellite, like space satellites look. But actually, it's just a balloon. And the guy before said that it's the size of that balloon is like football field. It's huge. It may hover over there for months. So it's not in space. It's not in space. It's just somewhere above the commercial flights. Curiosity rover, yeah, not Explorer rover, but it doesn't matter.
You
may be
late too.
Come.
Plain water, salty water. Something else, I don't remember all of them.
So the Earth is here. And the sun, as it says in fifth canto, in 20th chapter, it goes, there is a like central ring, the central, what do you say, path of sun, but it goes further to, closer to the pole and further to the end. So it's not like always on equator. Goes like here, then it goes like here. So suppose you stay here in Australia, so the sun goes around you, but it looks like it goes, it starts behind the horizon and goes down. This is what I say, it's just the description of Bhagavata, and I have full faith in it.
Okay.
But if Earth is globe, then there must be polar days in southern hemisphere, in Antarctica, but there is no polar day.
Polar day?
Oh, you don't know that. You even don't know what that means. The polar day, it's the time of year when you have sun always above you for 7 days.
Uh-huh.
It's called polar circle in northern hemisphere. We have polar circle. Нет, чуть-чуть.
Попробуйте,
если понравится. Очень вкусно. Спасибо, вкусно, да. So, it's called Polar Circle. And it happens during
I'll give you our address.
Sorry. It's summer in starting from 15th of June to 22nd of June. We have 7 days where sun never goes down. You can see it right above you.
Uh-huh.
It's called polar day.
Uh-huh.
And there is polar night as well in northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is no sun at all. Mm-hmm. I've been in North Russia preaching, and it was May. And they have 9 months, complete night. 9 months. Because sun goes beyond the equator, and the sun rays don't reach that circle, that polar circle. Anyway, there is polar day So if Earth is globe, then it must be symmetrical or just the same in southern hemisphere, where the sun never goes down, and it must be in December, 6 months difference, starting from 15th of December to 22nd of December. In Antarctica, there must be a polar day, symmetrically similar to polar day.
Maybe.
But in Antarctica, there is no polar day. It's always day, night, and then only night. So if Earth is globe, it must be same.
Maybe.
What maybe?
I don't know.
It's just a fact. It's scientific fact. There is no
hypothesis. Because if the Earth is a globe,
yeah,
and it's spinning on its own axis,
yeah,
and then that is also spinning around the sun,
and sun spinning around the center of galaxy, and center of galaxy spinning around along with other galaxies around black hole. Right? This is what the science says. But thing is, if the spinning speed of Earth is 1.6 miles an hour. No. I mean,
I've not thought about this before, really.
Really? Okay. But just one thing more. If Earth is spinning around its own axis,
mm-hmm,
then it's spinning around the sun,
mm-hmm,
and sun is flying through the dead space with astronomical velocity.
But it doesn't,
like millions.
If the sun is the center
of
the solar system, then it doesn't matter where it's going.
Yeah,
that's irrelevant.
Just follow. It doesn't matter, yes, but it flies through the space with enormous speed.
Uh-huh.
But the position of stars are the same through thousands of years. It must change because many stars, they always fly. The Earth is flying right now in four different dimensions. Here, then whole solar system. So the picture of the astral position should be changed every second, what to speak of every day and every year.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see in old Vedic temples, like in Konark, there is constellation.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's 5,000 years past,
mm-hmm,
and
still seeing them.
Same.
Okay.
Just imagine the.
So then, what's that? What's the relevance of that?
That means that the stars, they have the same position. They change.
They have their cycle.
All together, exactly as Srimad Bhagavatam says, the sun god. The sun chariot, because there are 11 sun gods, and they change every month, both more or less. And the chariot travels around the sun, around the sky, and stars, they are demigods. They just circumambulate him. I mean, this is.
But so then the stars are within the same solar galaxy then?
No.
But they must be. If they're circumambulating the sun, then they're in constant association with the sun, right?
Yeah. This is a Vedic point to you, the Vedic explanation. But let's turn to scientific explanation. And they don't have explanation, actually. Because all the stars that we observe now, they belong to different galaxies. And these galaxies, they fly some away, some inward. The Milky Way, we are in the end of Milky Way. So all stars, they fly in different directions right now with enormous speed.
Yeah, but they're all coming back.
No.
They must be, because we're having the same constellations. We're seeing the same constellations.
But we see, like polar star belongs to a different constellation.
Yeah, but it's always coming back into the same orbit, because...
No. Polar star doesn't come, it doesn't have any orbit. It just upward. It has no orbit. It always above the North Pole.
Always.
This is the meaning of Dhruva or polar star. But if all stars fly away different directions and Earth is flying and Sun is flying, so we have to see how it goes, how it changes position. But it's always. Can you imagine 2.5 billion light years? From Earth to polar star, and it does not decline. It flies somewhere, and Earth with a solar system flies somewhere. But can you imagine if they have the same position always?
Okay.
This is not possible.
Why not?
Because we, as they say, we belong to different galaxies, and they all fly around maybe billions and billions and billions years in different positions. This is not scientific, because the position in 3D reality...
But it's always changing, but it's always coming back. Everything is always coming back to...
But not within 1 year.
That doesn't matter. It's a cycle. It's still a cycle. The yugas are not, you know, it's just a bigger cycle, right?
The stars, they come...
But they're still coming back. The constellations, like you say, you always see the same constellation. It's coming around again and again, maybe once in 50 years, once every year, whatever the different thing is, right?
They come, same constellation, they come every year, every 300...
Okay, yeah, so
but
then?
It's not possible because these stars belong to different not only galaxies, but different combination of galaxies.
So then?
They cannot all of them come.
Why not? Must be able to, because they're there. Like if you have a watch, you have the old watch.
Yeah.
And so many cogs traveling at different speeds, you know?
Yeah.
Then everything is synchronized.
Yes.
So then why not the synchronicity of every galaxy and everything, wherever they're officially situated, does that matter? Because at the end of the day, you still see the same constellation. Okay, there it is again.
So within 365 days, all constellations come in the same position?
Yeah, is it?
No, this is not possible, because they are flying the stars.
No, but what I'm saying is, you were saying before that you always see the same constellation. You can see it. Whatever the time period, that doesn't matter. The same constellation appears in the same position in the sky. Yeah?
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah.
Whether it's 1 year or 2 years or 50 years or whatever, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's in sync. It has some synchronicity.
No.
It must. How can it always be there if it is not connected?
What you say is controversial to official science.
I don't care about official science.
Right. Okay. So
what I'm saying is everything is connected,
so,
right?
Let me continue. So you see like what do you say, Ursa, yes? Is it? The big bear.
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah.
you have
it's just all theory for me, like some theoretical concept.
You can see constellations.
Yeah.
You see, say, Aquarius.
Okay.
Which consists of seven stars,
uh-huh.
And these seven stars belong to different galaxies.
But who says it belongs to different galaxies?
Huh?
Who says it belongs to different galaxies?
Scientists.
They say it belongs to different galaxies.
Of course.
Good.
Yes, because they measure the distance from Earth to each and every star. And they say that star is away from Earth 200 light years. That star 4 light years. Like Vega. It's 4 light years. That means the light travels from that star to Earth for 4 years. This is what they say. But some stars are away from us 1,000 light years. But when we see them, we see them like together.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, one star is closer to us,
mm-hmm.
like 1,000 times than another one.
Yeah.
And that star, which is further,
uh-huh.
travels its own orbit
uh-huh.
or its own way.
Yeah.
And this one also travels its own way. So it's not possible that every day you can see the same distance between them. Because it goes
uh-huh.
there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That means
but is the constellation? Is any constellation visible in the sky?
Any what?
Any, you pick any constellation.
You see some stars and you call them constellation.
Yeah.
But actually, this is I just articulate the official science
uh-huh.
viewpoint. So you see the stars as a whole picture, but actually it consists of stars that belong to different places in different galaxies,
okay.
and they have, along with their galaxies and their solar systems, they have their own way, their own path.
Yeah, I can understand that in theory, but
this is what they say.
But who? But okay.
Then.
But okay, so if you don't believe that.
Okay, no, it doesn't matter. If Earth is globe, let's say, yeah, me, thank you. You are the fastest restaurant I ever seen in my life.
And yes?
Yeah. Another thing is, if Earth is globe, then like you on northern hemisphere, you can see the North Pole from any point of North Hemisphere.
Okay.
You understand? Let's say this is half globe,
mm-hmm.
and there is
yeah.
there is a polar star.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the polar star. If you stay in Northern Pole,
mm-hmm.
you can see right above you.
Yeah.
90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go away from North Pole, you can see the North Pole from other angle.
Mm-hmm.
So that is natural. That means if Earth is globe, then you pick up any star which is below South Pole, and you will see the same picture. You will see that star. It's called Southern Cross.
Yeah.
It's
Southern Cross. I know this one.
Yeah.
We see it in Australia.
Yeah, but Southern Cross, its final point, cannot be seen from all places in Southern Hemisphere.
Okay.
How do you explain that? There is no explanation.
If you can't be seen.
It can't be seen.
But that makes more sense than for the world to be a globe then.
No.
Because if the Southern Cross is in this position over here.
Where? Where?
It's
where?
It's not directly below.
It's
maybe it's here.
No, it's just below the Antarctica. Because Australia is a little away from North Pole, so you can see it from
Anyway, wherever it is, it's somewhere here, right?
No, it's just
the Southern Cross
below
the South Pole.
The South Pole, just below.
So then.
So you can see from Australia. You can see from that angle. From Peru, you can see from different angle.
Mm-hmm.
From South Africa, from third angle.
Okay.
So, but from South Pole, you have to see.
Yeah, but if it is different angle from these different places.
Yeah, because you move away.
Thing but is, if you move away, if it's flat and you move away, angles should be the same.
No.
Slightly different, but no. Not significantly different.
Significantly.
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be, because it's
if it's flat,
it's not far. It's the stars are not far.
I think it's far enough.
You think? Okay.
Must be.
If stars are far, then you're right. But say. If you
but they must be far. I mean, who's measuring the stars? Who's measuring the distance of the stars from the Earth?
Scientists.
Okay.
We have two ways. Trust scientists, trust our eyes, three ways. Or trust some other source, mm-hmm. like Vedic.
Yeah, sure.
So there is no fourth way. So the scientists say, we measure it. Okay, I don't know how, but they measure. Then, how do you explain that the fact that the humanity started its space program 65 years ago? They flew all over the Earth and even to different planets of solar system, but till now there is no a single photo picture, not CGI, not computer generation image, but the photo mm-hmm. of Earth. For 65 years there was no a single picture of Earth. All was forgery, CGI or computer images. There is no Earth. Like if I go to Everest or Kailas, I will bring you a picture. But they fly, they have 22,000 satellites, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Till now. 22,000 satellites. They have International Space Station flying, as they say, all around the Earth. Every 90 minutes, they circumambulate Earth. And there is no picture, no photo for 65 years.
No picture of the Earth.
Yeah. Of globe. Is that a surprise for you?
Well,
because you know when children
why didn't anyone ask, like,
they ask and there is no answer. Because we start going to school and immediately once we enter the school we see the globes on each and every table and it's impregnated in our consciousness.
Yeah.
We see the globe but we don't ask is this real Earth or is it just a model? They say yeah this is model. Okay, can you show me the real picture? Not the model, but real picture. And there is no picture. No video, no picture. Everything is computer-generated graphics, computer-generated image. And they admit it. They admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the official answer of NASA, the spokesman said, because of the massive of information, telemetric information, is so big. So we have to concise it, and we have to process this information and generate the image. This is, I heard that. Then another thing is, if Earth is globe, then as you go away from like standing up object, it should fade away by degrees, yeah, like by quarter, by half, by three-thirds,
over distance.
But no matter how far you are from the object, standing object, it's smaller, but it's always full length, life size. Like it's smaller, but it doesn't go beyond the horizon. Like in Baltic Sea or North Sea in Amsterdam, they have a chapel combined with the lighthouse, so that the Nordic or Dutch sailors could see from far distance and pray.
Okay.
So, and you can see it from 112 miles, which, if the Earth is globe, should be completely beyond the horizon. But you can see it from long, long distance, fully, smaller but full.
100 miles.
112, yeah.
But how big is the Earth? What is the
6,000 kilometers, which is 3,500 miles radius, or 6 miles?
No.
Yeah.
Must be much more than that.
No.
Because Australia is like, just from side to side is how many thousand?
Yeah. How many?
3,000. 2,000.
No, like 4,000 or 5,000 kilometers.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
For you, better measuring. Do you have chopsticks?
Sorry.
Chopsticks. You know, Chinese sticks. No, you don't. Okay. Excuse me.
Can I have some? Like if I go from Brisbane to Sydney.
Ah. Okay, one tomato soup.
Yeah.
Two more tomato soup.
It's very good.
Okay, you find the diameter. If it's you Google diameter.
I don't care about the diameter. But what I'm saying is this distance here,
yeah,
from here to here is like thousands of kilometers.
Okay. So just Google the diameter of Earth.
I don't think this internet is working.
I connect it.
So,
what are we checking? The diameter of Earth.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. In equator. Yeah, anyway. Okay.
12,000 kilometers.
So I said like 6,000. That's not my words. This is what scientists say. So, by...
What is that? That is just like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If I get on my motorcycle, if I travel from here, Brisbane, to Sydney, is like 1,200 kilometers.
This is where my uncle lives.
Where?
In Brisbane.
Is it? Yeah.
But he's taxi driver.
Oh, yeah. It's close, maybe only... We go there regularly to devotee's house to do some kirtan. So, if I get on my motorcycle and ride from here to here, it's like 1,200 kilometers.
Really?
Yeah.
And the whole diameter of Earth. So this is why I'm saying there is something wrong with scientists.
But that's just ridiculous.
Я еще одну штуку заметил, что в Австралии, когда берешь расстояние от Сиднея до от Перта до Мельбурна по глобусу, там получается что-то 1000 километров.
Сидней to Перт?
Yes, Сидней
to Перт. 3000 kilometers.
I
said you Google what that diameter of Earth is. That's why I googled it.
Да. А нет.
It says Earth diameter.
Хотя дорога в Австралии нет вообще искривленных дорог. Знаете об этом? Нет кривых дорог. Там нет поворотов. Там дорога через всю Австралию. Там, например, автопоезд. Там нет этих, как они называются, железных дорог. Там прицепляют к тягачу контейнеры. И он может ехать километр. То есть он больше мощный, и он просто поворачивать не может.
Тягач как машина?
Да, прям машина на колесах.
Circumference. Circumference.
Yeah, circumference is 40. 40. I heard the trucks, they're long trucks, like mini trailers.
Yeah.
And they cannot turn. They just go straight.
In the desert, in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the road between Perth and Melbourne, more or less straight.
I haven't traveled it. I don't know.
Yeah, more or less.
More or less straight. Yeah.
But Samaj, why do you think they made up this whole thing?
My personal opinion is, if you follow the conception of globe, the sun, the Big Bang, so the space is dead. And no consciousness, and we are the only consciousness in that infinity, that called that space, and we appeared by chance. So everything is ruled by chance, and by chance we are in the far corner of that space where we are kicking on. And the small community of those who explain to you that, they are the brain of universe. Like, the humanity is the brain of universe, but the small portion of that humanity is super consciousness. They are called scientists. So they are gods, because they explain you, or they create in your brain, they create the whole picture. That means they are gods. This is good. And then they say, follow us, because we explain you how things are, how the universe is situated.
But it means they decided to say it's round because they don't know it's flat? Or what?
If you say the earth is flat, and stars are demigods, and sun is sun god, then there is no point of calling it by chance. That it automatically means it's created by some super being, some Purusha.
But if it's flat, it couldn't exist flat in infinity with stars all around?
Of course, the universe is Brahmanda. It's egg shape. It's limited, of course. The number of universes is unlimited. And they flow in an unlimited space. This is what Vedas say, but we don't have to believe it. Because, but as for flat Earth, it's
it's obvious.
But what I mean is, like, they don't have to, if they said the earth is flat, mm-hmm. they don't have to then start saying that there's demigods and things like that. Couldn't they still have the same theory and it's flat?
No.
If they, earth used, is, they used to say earth was flat, right?
Before.
Before.
The round universe, the idea of around Earth appeared in 18th century only.
There was that by an astrologer or something or what?
Since some time they started calling themselves astronomers, not astrologers. When Earth is globe, then here comes the theory that in the beginning there was a big bang that developed some gases.
Tomato soup.
And some gases.
Tomato soup. Pumpkin soup.
Condensed in certain parts of that unlimited space. Gases condensed. Then became stars. Then the stars exploded. Then that remnants of that explosion became planets.
Give me any cake.
This is what they say.
I'm just waiting for your ice cream.
It happened by chance. But if Earth is flat, then you can't explain it by chance theory.
Right, because I guess if you tried to say it exploded into a flat, it doesn't sound very...
Yeah, it must be some creator. So, all these theories, Big Bang and humans developing from monkeys, and beasts developing from fish, this whole theory is based on chance and based on
box with ice cream.